Backpipe Brothers. They're in here with me. We're blowing and going. And I don't know where we're going with this, Bauman, but I'm sure you've already emailed the answers to your cohort over
there. No, I got us a game to play, and it's not Romper Room yet.
But we are going to do Romper Room.
Next
okay.
segment.
All right.
It's Would You Survive?
Would I survive? I can tell you no on all of them right now. Nope. Before you ever even
are
get
you
them out.
Still alive right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guarantee you what I've had to go through ain't on that sheet.
First one. Would you survive a Bad Bunny concert?
Hell no.
Why not?
I'm not going. First of all, I ain't going.
Wait, are you got to be there present?
Yeah.
Or?
It's like,
all right, wait a minute. Am I paying or is somebody paying my way or can I tell them no?
You're just at, you magically appeared at his concert.
No. That's too much magic for me. I'm not going.
15 minutes if at I'm the there, Super Bowl seemed pretty easy.
If I'm there, I am not surviving. No. I'm leaving. I'm up chucking, puking all the way to the car.
I mean, 15 minutes seemed pretty manageable at the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I can make
you
it.
You would.
I can make it through 15 minutes of a Bad Bunny concert.
Listen, you can go Hispanic and go all against America all you want to. That's not me.
He's an American citizen.
No.
Let's not get into this. Let's just keep going.
Keep going. I told you I wasn't talking about that smack today.
Trapped at the station during a snowstorm.
Let's ride that.
Yeah.
I'd take the company credit card and order some pizza, baby. We got TVs in.
How long's a snowstorm?
Like Snowmageddon, that, what was it, a decade, 2 decades ago, what it feels like?
What, about 3 or 4 days? What again?
Two or three. We got a lot of snacks.
Now,
yeah,
let me
here.
Tell you something. Snacks, we got ways that people can deliver food. Listen, Sonic's walking distance or Burger King.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it.
Yeah, hey, I can handle that.
Lost in the woods for 48 hours.
I can handle that. That's actually happened to me before. Not for 48 hours, but it was a long time.
I would survive it, but I would not be a happy camper.
I can tell you this, though, honestly. I went hunting one time with a friend. Tear it up, getting this paid for. You know, I will say this, though. The time got away from us. It started getting dark, you know, around 5 o'clock. Being in the woods at dark, I don't care if you got a phone. That phone's going to go dead sooner or later, especially in the cold weather. That's an eerie feeling, being in the woods at dark, baby.
Yeah.
All them noises.
I'm telling you, there's some creaky ones out there. I don't know. I think I would survive that, but that wouldn't be easy.
You wouldn't survive it getting
there? Yeah, I'd survive it, but I would not be enjoying my time.
He'd kill a coon and eat it. I mean, it wouldn't matter to him.
Working a lunch rush at a fast food restaurant.
I've done that before. I've survived that.
I've done it.
I'm not surviving it. I'd eat all the food before it got to the customers.
He'd eat the profits.
Yeah.
Giddens, can you drop us some chicken back there? What?
What? It's gone. There ain't no chicken back here.
I used to have a friend in high school. I'd go buy and order a 6-piece nugget, McNugget from McDonald's. He knew it was me. He was in the kitchen. I'd get home, there'd be 40 or 50 of them in that box. I'm not kidding, man. That's what Giddens would do, except he would eat them instead of giving them somebody else.
You'd order a 6 and you'd get 2.
He'd come out of the restaurant at night with stuff in his pockets.
Yeah.
A Whopper Jr.
Like
one
Napoleon
pocket.
Dynamite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeping the tots for later.
Yeah.
Substitute teaching at middle school.
I've done that before. I'm here. I can withstand that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd survive it. I might not be employed at the end of it, but I'd survive.
I'd have the school system probably in a lawsuit because little Johnny would probably get slapped.
Assembling furniture with no instructions.
I do that all the time, man. I mean, come on.
Well, no instructions. I mean, it may not be a... You might not survive after you sit down on the furniture.
Listen, let me tell you something. My father-in-law, God rest his soul at the time, he taught me one thing. When you open up something to put it together, the first instruction is to throw the instructions away.
There you go.
Takes twice as long to do it, but you do it on your own, baby.
Running concessions alone at halftime.
Done that before, too. There's nothing on your list that I hadn't done.
I like how he originally said that nothing on that list he would have done because it's been a lot different than everything so far he says he's done.
Well, that's
he survived
true.
It.
I didn't know what he had on that list.
You wouldn't survive that either, would you?
Food is a revolve.
The very first one's the only thing that I ain't going to do and haven't done.
Refereeing a rivalry football game.
I haven't been done a football. I have umpired some baseball, but no.
You wouldn't survive that?
On what level? You talking high school?
High school or college.
A rival game?
Yeah.
I'd survive it, but the players might not after.
I probably would exclude myself from that. Believe it or not, a lot of officials do that. If they graduate from a certain school, they don't call that school's games, especially rival games. I'd probably exclude myself from that.
But it wouldn't be your team. It's just coaching or refereeing a game between two rivals.
like UAB and Memphis, you referee that game.
I think I could do that, like if it was Thompson and Hoover. I could do that.
Being the mascot for a full game in August heat.
No, that's
yeah, I
not
do
happening.
It. I could do it.
He could do that. He's used to fasting.
I'm used to wearing costumes.
Yeah.
He's used to being a bulldog.
Mr. Toad.
Yeah, Mr. Transvestite Toad.
Not that.
You were?
Not. I was just the amazing Mr. Toad.
And what was his thing saying. In the movie?
What was he saying?
Yeah.
Poop.
What song did you sing?
I sang a bunch of songs.
That one
one
for
of
him.
Them was the amazing Mr. Toad.
No. Who wanted to be what?
Wanted to be free from jail.
No, he's bypassing it, Bauman. He knows Transvestite Toad. He'll never be able to get out of that.
Hosting Thanksgiving for 25 people, and they all eat like Giddens.
Oh, I'm not surviving.
I could do that. As long as everybody chipped in for the food, I could do that.
Road trip with no GPS.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, he don't want to use the GPS already.
We done it going to, where was it? Hackleburg. And the man had us off in another county. I mean, come on.
That was with the GPS.
That's right. So why not use it?
Working retail on Christmas Eve.
Never.
That's tough.
That's like working Black Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I let them two women fight over
it. I think it's more manageable now with all the people want to online shop, that it's not so
that
bad
is true.
Working
hey,
retail.
And can I bring something up with that real quick? Y'all tell me about my amazing idea, okay? A certain store that I'll remain nameless, when you go into that store to shop, there are a ton of employees that are shopping for online shoppers. You get me?
Hmm.
Yeah. And they're pushing those big carts around shopping for online shoppers who are going to come pick it up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you got all these people that go in that same store. They ride these little motorized buggies and shop for themselves. Give them a job. Give them a motorized big pallet buggy and let them shop for online shoppers.
Yeah.
There's their job that they say they can't do. I'm brilliant. Get them off of disability and let them get on that motorized buggy and shop.
Can you put that on the soundboard? Him just saying, I'm brilliant.
Yeah, I'll probably work on that. Last one, being stuck in an elevator with everyone at this office.
Oh, I'm dead.
Never.
How long's the...
Okay.
At least 2 hours.
Oh, man.
Now, wait a minute. All of us on there at once? Or are you talking about each person at one time?
No, like there's me, Giddens, you...
Well, first of all, that elevator's dropping if Giddens is on there with a lot of people.
Can you imagine if he's stuck in the elevator after eating at a buffet?
Oh, my God. What he did in my truck. I would beat the door down for that elevator.
Beat the door down? The metal
I
door?
I would get on the chain and skimmy down.
I like to see that.
To get away from him. Trust me, there's a lot of people in this business here that I wouldn't mind being in an elevator with, but not all of them at one time. There's about three of them I'd squeeze through that crack.